بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A warm welcome to all of you to the 18th episode of Iftar for Soul Season 3. This is my seventh attempt to record this episode, and I hope it's the last one. I guess I will be rushing a bit today in today's episode. It's a lot going on at home. I'm also even considering not to record an episode and every single day until the end of Ramadan. I might end it within 5 to 6 days, but I just pray to Allah that does not happen, because I'm really enjoying this. Even if I do not get much viewership, I would be more than happy if at least one person out there can take a moment to step back and think about life, to think about themselves, their existence, and hopefully, inshallah, make their way to Allah, and Allah guides them to Himself. Allah is waiting for us to get to Him, and we just have to get ready. Let's forget the rules and whatnot. Let's look at ourselves first. Let's understand who we are. It definitely makes things easier. Once we know our position in this universe, in this entire created space, everything else becomes easy. We just usually start from the wrong, let's say not wrong, but ineffective points in time. Today's ayah is a bit special. It's because it's also the culmination of the ongoing interfaith dialogue in Medina that is recorded in this section of the surah. It's the surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 139. And it says, by Dr. Mustafa Khattab, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, say, would you dispute with us about Allah while He is our Lord and your Lord? We are accountable for our deeds and you for yours, and we are devoted to Him alone. Now, I like the contrast here. It begins with establishing who the ultimate Lord is, and then it ends with what we as Muslims are supposed to do with it. Earlier you have information and then you have the action. You have the devotion, and that is highlighted by the word mukhlisun. Mukhlis, we will talk about that a bit later. And in the beginning we have Allah as God. But what's interesting, what we are going to talk about also in the rhetorical question, is the dispute. Now, the word here used here is atuhajjunana. So it's a it's a word. It has an interrogative alif, a verb subject pronoun and object pronoun, and we are going to look at the root of that first. So the triliteral root of that is ha jim jim, which means the root means. It has two different meanings. It has to intend to a certain target, to aim at, to repair, to undertake. And then the other is to overcome another by, in argument, evidence, proofs, testimonies. So here you see that what's interesting for me here is Allah is asking a question, a simple question. Would you dispute with us about Allah while He is our Lord and your Lord? Because Allah is pointing out the faults of the people who have the knowledge brought by the prophets they believe in, yet they change, they modify that, and then they say that, no, this is the message that you should be believing in. So instead of taking into the knowledge what we talked about, into their wisdom, yet changing that and changing the truth, and then saying that the truth you should believe in is our truth, not the truth that is given to us by Allah. And here Allah says that, when Allah instructs Prophet Muhammad, because the ayah starts with say, say, O Prophet. So what's interesting is that one of the first thing that comes to my mind is the apart from the Godhead, are the prophets. I have always been advocating that Islam is not a new religion. Islam was not introduced by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adam, Noah, Moses, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, David, Solomon, all these prophets were Muslims. Allah mentioned them in the Quran. Allah says that they submitted to Allah. They were the salihin. They were the prophets. They were the messengers that Allah sent. So why is it that when you believe in the same figures, but then you deny that He is the last prophet? Jesus was also sent by Allah. Mary, the virgin, was sent by Allah, the mother of Moses, who put the child in the running water. Some even scholars even argue that she was a prophetess, that there was a female prophet, and because it is not in a sane mother cannot put her child in a flowing river, not knowing where the basket would end. And so she was inspired by Allah to put that to take that action. So here Allah says that, you know, the people are the same. So then why are you arguing, right? Atuhajununa, like why are you debating with us by giving us proofs, etc. That's the root hajim jim. Why are you doing that with us while He is our Lord and your Lord? So it's so obvious that it has been made so clear who the God is here, then why is there so much confusion then? Because this is also very beautifully encapsulating the essence before, right? There was confusion being created between during the interfaith dialogue, like who is the prophet at the end of the day, like what's happening here, right? So here, what's interesting is that we need to accept that we as Muslims, we are required to take, to understand and to read Islam, to know about Islam in entirety. It's not only about the Prophet Muhammad. Of course, he was the last teacher and the last prophet. But we also need to understand what Ibrahim was here for. What did Ibrahim preach? How did he take a step towards Allah? And that's why I would emphasize that let's put some effort to understand who these figures were. We take so much time to understand historical figures. We put so much time and effort to understanding what's the family tree of my favorite singer, of my favorite actor. Okay, I'm sitting in a group. Okay, you know, I'm going to talk about this director. This director has a specific style. He only does that kind of movies, and this actress or this actor works in only a specific kind of films, and only these kind of films are made. And that's a character played in this movie and that movie. We put so much effort in studying and reading showbiz, movies, songs, whatnot, TV series, Netflix, and you know, then I just ask myself this question: these people are not anywhere even remotely important than these figures of the past. Mary, what kind of a woman she was? What actually happened to her? And when we are making up our minds about these figures, who are we following? Are we following the narrative that is told to us in these sitcoms of how they ridicule, how Christian countries ridicule their own prophet, their own figures? Like, we Muslims don't do that. We are required to respect them. We're not even Muslims if I don't believe in Jesus, if I don't believe in Mary. So here I see this a beautiful convergence of all three Abrahamic faith, where Allah says that I am your Lord. Now, when that is established, then the second thing that comes, we are accountable for our deeds and you for yours. So you take, my job is done here. I've given you the message. And this is so beautiful for me, because if I look around and I always hear this, yeah, Islam is so impulsive, it's all the force convert. This was never the case at the time when Islam was actually spreading. If you look at the Persian Empire, when Muslims defeated the Persian Empire, when the Zoroastrianism was still ongoing, the majority of population were non-Muslims. Jews, for example, they were massacred by Christians in the medieval times in Europe. They seek sanctuary under Muslim Empire. They got the protection that they were looking for. Jews were protected in the North. Why were there so many Jews in North Africa? There were Jews in the Ottomans also. The Ottoman Jews. You had Jews also in Andalusia. But they were protected by Muslims there. Islam never preached this. We are even in the Quran. At one point, Allah says that do not mock other gods, not insult other gods. This is an Islamic act to do. However, Islam also says that, you know, at the end, I will be responsible for my deeds, and you will be responsible for yours when we stand in front of Allah, and we are giving Him when we are accounted for everything that we did. Now, I'll quickly talk about the last part of this, and then I have to bring it to an end, about the word mukhlis. Now here I would be quoting from the tafsir, from the exegesis of the Quran by Ma'arif al-Quran, because he talks about something really beautiful about the word mukhlis. Now mukhlis actually means mukhlis is someone who has purified himself, or an ikhlas actually means the act of purifying oneself. Now the thing is, this word is translated as sincerity, and that's a huge loss to the word itself. And now I will be quoting from this Ma'arif al-Qur'an. I will try to read it slowly. It says that it is to be doubted whether the word sincerity did at any time and in any Western language carry the full meaning of the Arabic word ikhlas. Anyhow, the sense of the word sincerity has, in current usage, become not only perverted, but sometimes actually inverted. The word used to imply a harmony between, the word used to imply a harmony between external action and inner inclination, along with the assumption that the external action concerned was, if anything else, at least socially acceptable to some degree. So this was the true meaning of ikhlas, of the word sincerity. However, today's time, sincerity suggests a compliance with one's emotions or even with one's instincts. As such, the concept of sincerity is being used to justify and authorize acts which are looked down upon in Islam. It is easy to see that such an idea of sincerity is the exact antithesis of the word ikhlas. So you see here in ikhlas that, yes, you have sincerity, however, that there should be a harmony between the external action and the inner inclination. And what is our inner inclination, right? Like, we need to see that what is socially acceptable, but then what is then society based upon? It's not based upon any man-made law. No person wrote that down. That law comes directly from Allah himself. And then he sent teachers. Now this opens the door towards why Allah sent prophets and messengers. Why were these figures there? But since in today's times, in this completely highly knowledgeable people we have around us, we are completely negating the existence of all these prophets and you know, putting them in the same basket without even putting an effort to understand their personalities, we say that none of them perhaps existed. Or we just say, yeah, they were there, but they were people of influence, but that's it. But do I know them as much as I know myself? Do I put the effort to know as much as I know my favorite celebrity? We have taken false heroes. We know everything now about Marvel Universe, DC Universe, and that universe, and this universe, superheroes here and there. What about these superheroes? They've also existed. And I must tell you, these stories are nothing compared to the stories that have occurred in the past, because they speak to the heart. And that's why I hope that we can understand the word of, we can understand the grammar. We put some effort to understand grammar. We put some effort to understand Arabic language. We put some effort to understand ourselves, and through that we eventually open our eyes to understanding Allah, and to know that our Lord, all of our Lord, is Allah, Allah alone, and we believe in Him. We accept Him as God, and we enter into the folds of Islam wholeheartedly. May Allah make it easier for us. May Allah make it comforting for us. May Allah give us the peace in it that there is, and we are not overpowered by our passions and desires. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.